Every one of us has about between 50 and 150 different parts to our personality. Some of these parts are hardwired into us and they're there to protect us, and others are more like hitchhikers that we accidentally picked up along the way. These are other people's parts, most often parents, but they can also come from your partners, from your employers, from coworkers, mentors, siblings, peers we grew up with, even ancestral traumas. So some of them are helpful and maybe doing us a lot of good, and they're good to have around, while others are holding us back or they're blocking us. Think of that voice in your head that belongs to someone else. These are actually called introjects. And we're going to help you identify these non-helpful parts. We'll call them hitchhikers, so you can either accept their wisdom or reject the limiting belief that they gave you. Okay? So take three beautiful breaths right now to get yourself ready. And I like a heart breath. So just breathing in and out through your heart, just focusing on your heart. As you do, you can close your eyes and just imagine that you are breathing in and out through your heart. And just imagine as that air comes in through your heart, that you're breathing in brand new, clean, clear, pure energy. And then as you breathe out, you are breathing out all of the old, stale, used up energy. In with the new and out with the old. Now, as you follow my voice, you will find yourself going deeper and deeper into relaxation. And now just imagine that you are walking into a beautiful room with a large table, almost like a conference room. So just go into the room now and sit at the table. And when you sit down, you notice a massive pile of money in the middle of the table. And there are several seats. And you find that anyone and everyone that has anything at all to do with your beliefs about and your perception of money, they are coming in and taking seats at the table. And they can't see you. All they see is this massive pile of money. So just take a moment and allow those people to come in. Notice who's there and where they're sitting. Just imagine who is sitting and take notice of who is sitting immediately to your right. And just go around the table, just noting the name of each person, memorizing where they are, the position at the table. And remember, they can't see you. They are all transfixed by this money. You're going to go around the table now and you're going to focus on the person immediately to your right and then move to the next one. But I want you to hear what they say. I want you to look at their expression, hear what they say, and the feeling that you get or what they do in response to that pile of money. That's right. And then you will open your eyes and you will write it down. You will write their name and what you hear or the response that you observe from that pile of money. And then you will close your eyes and move to the next one. And you will keep going until you've heard all of the messages and the expressions. Don't try to understand their responses. This isn't about analyzing. Just write down the expression that you imagine they have on their faces as they take in this huge pile of money on the table and any messages that they say out loud about the money. Okay, and just wrapping that up now to go back to the table. And now that you have their responses, imagine you're standing up and explaining to them that this is actually your money. No further explanation. You just stand up and say, "This is my money." And very, very quickly go around the table one more time and write down each person's response to finding out that all of this money belongs to you. Okay, now if you are still at the table, just get your last message. And then coming back up now, I want you to look at your list of messages, expressions, and reactions from each person. Just really have a look at that list that you've created. And now you're going to go around the table in your mind, and you can either accept or reject what each person said or did in response to the money and/or in response to the money being yours. Cross out what you reject and circle what you accept. Just cross out the responses of anyone whose reactions you're rejecting. And circle the name and response of anyone whose reactions you find helpful. Remember, you're not rejecting the person, just their reaction, their perception to all of this money and the money being yours. Go back to the conference room as it's now time to invite the part of you that has everything to do with the money blocks to come and take a seat at the table directly across from you. Everybody else is gone from the room now. It's just you and that part of you that has everything to do with the money blocks sitting across from you now. And just like all of those others had a response to this money. You also have a response to it, and we are just inviting the part with the response to come and have a conversation with you. Just allow it to come and present itself to you in whatever way it wants to. Don't try to change it. Just let it flow the way it wants to. What do you imagine this part looks like? Just take a moment and notice what it looks like. And now thank this part for coming into chat. And then we're going to ask it a few questions. And the most important aspect of this exchange is that you cannot tell the part what you want it to be or do. The part must choose for itself. So ask this part, what's its job? And then ask it how this is helping you. What is its positive intention for you? And what would it like to be called? Let it give itself a name. And how old were you when this part first showed up to help you? And what was happening in your life at that age that might have invited that part in? And now ask this part, is this part willing and wanting to do an even more important, much more beneficial job than the one it's been doing that will create complete freedom from negative outcomes and help you move to your highest potential? And what job would this part prefer to do? That would be so amazingly helpful for you. And what does this part need in order for it to be at its happiest? What does it need for you? And just keep working with it in order to understand what it needs to be at its happiest and most helpful. And does it need anything else like forgiveness, understanding, love? Would this part like to adjust or change the way it looks now to better align to its new job and support of helping you move to your highest potential? Anything that would bring it joy? And if this part is struggling to change its appearance to better align with the brand new, more beneficial job it's going to do, you can offer it some options. Maybe give it a magic wand so it can see that change is possible. And what would this part prefer to be called now? With your eyes closed, just invite this part to integrate with your highest self. This is the wisest, most compassionate, most loving part of you. It only ever wants the very best for you. Ask your higher self to supervise and continue to help this part to evolve and become even more resourceful and intelligent. And you can ask your newly transformed part to continue its own evolution, to keep lookout for any other states or parts that might be getting in the way of your highest good, so it can actually help them to evolve too. And it can do this quietly, just below the level of your conscious awareness. Just see, imagine, feel, or know that this fully transformed part is joining your highest self now and will grow stronger and better every day. And now it's time to communicate with the money directly. It's just you and this massive pile of money at the table. And for the first time, you notice there's an invisible, barely perceptible force field, a barrier all around this money. And you see a small placard in front of you that says, "This money is already yours. But only you can release it so that it can finally flow into your life. The only way to release it is to listen to all that it has to share with you with openness and receptivity." So now ask the money to share with you whatever it needs from you in order to be free and to finally flow into your life. Just listen to everything the money shares with you. And if you're struggling to hear it, just try sensing it with other aspects of your awareness. And keep in mind that money is only energy. It's not money's fault how people have misused or misunderstood it. It just wants to flow, as does all energy. It also helps to remind yourself of all of the wonderful things money's done in your life. Would you or your loved ones even be alive without it? Would you have a home, access to healthy food? Sometimes money needs a little appreciation for how hard it's worked for you, as most people only ever consider how hard they've worked for it. Just keep asking, as money often has a lot to share with us. And once we finally listen to it, perhaps it needs an apology from you. Perhaps it needs to receive forgiveness or offer forgiveness. And just witness and notice how the force field, the barrier, gets weaker and weaker with every message you receive from the money. And gently come back to the room and write down anything that comes up for you, and just following it until all of the messages have been received. And now just close your eyes just for a moment more and take yourself back to the room and the pile of money. If there's any of the force field left around the money, you can just ask the final question, what do you need from me in order to free you so you can flow easily into my life? And just watch the force field completely dissolve. And once this happens, the money is liberated and happy. It's ready and able to flow into your life. So be sure to welcome it and thank it for helping you to understand what it needed from you. It's a good idea to promise it you will continue to listen to it and continue to work on letting it flow, as that is its preferred and natural state. It's time to receive the money by clearly seeing where it's going to live in your life. A bank account, bonds, retirement account, duffel bag under your mattress, kids' college funds, vacation. The money is now yours. And the most important thing that you can do is be grateful for the money that flows into your life. Remember to thank it to create the happy flow of money, and the law of increase brings you more.